good afternoon and welcome to Your DIY Health here on the People's Patriot Network. I'm your host, Sergeant Jim Ram, retired. You can call me Sarge. It is Monday, January 7th, 2019. Our first Monday show of the year. Hey, of course, it is the first Monday of the year anyway. Anyway, this program is meant to present nutritional information only and is in no way meant to replace the advice of a competent medical professional, assuming you can find one. I'm not a doctor, and that's a good thing. In my opinion, the doctors most people go to see when they have a health issue, MDs, are wrapped around the axle of their training. Unfortunately, their training is in drugs and surgery, and it doesn't equip them to treat the over 900 chronic health issues that are proven to be a result of a nutritional deficiency. I'm simply someone who's been studying under the tutelage of one of, if not the top nutritional authorities in the world, Dr. Joel Wallach. Now, I don't treat diseases. I don't even treat people. I simply advise people how to give their bodies the raw materials they need to support and maintain good health. And when the body has what it needs, it'll fix itself. The body wants to fix itself. The body knows how to fix itself. It has a God-given innate ability to do so. The only thing that's missing is the raw materials. And when you put those back into the mix, stand back and wait to be amazed, because your body's going to do some really cool stuff. Now, you can visit my website at yourdiyhealth.com. That's yourdiyhealth.com. And I've been updating that thing quite a bit in the last few weeks. Still got a couple other little tweaks to do after the show today. But at the top of the homepage now, we have the latest documentary on Dr. Joel Wallach called The Audacity of Health. You can watch it free of charge right there on the website. It's about 40 minutes long, and it is awesome. It tells you all about the man, the method, the research, and his basically his mission that he's doing at 78 years old, still travels over 300 days out of the year, goes between 300 and 400 free lectures every year, and is got the message of nutritional health and well-being like no one else on the planet. So I encourage you to check it out. Also, about halfway down the thing, page on the homepage, you'll see the CTFO, which is the hemp oil company that I'm working with, the CBD oil company. Great company, great products, and just a wonderful setup. I encourage you to check that out as well. And then also at the bottom of the page, you'll see a Facebook button that if you click that, takes you right to the Facebook page for the radio shows. And I've been posting articles up there, put a whole bunch of them up this morning. And since we're going to be talking about Bitcoin, as we usually do here on Monday, if you it's on the homepage, you know, a little bit up from the bottom, you'll see a little picture of a money tree. And that's the link to my financial page about Bitcoin and stuff. And that is yourdiywealth.com. Just click that link and it'll take you right to the site. Tells you all about BitClub Network, basics of Bitcoin, how to set up wallets, the whole shooting match. And a lot of good information there that you can use to get involved with BitClub Network and Bitcoin in general, and especially if you have never done so. There's plenty of information there, lots of links, lots of videos, and just a wealth of information. So it's a good place to go to get your feet wet when it comes to Bitcoin. And then, especially for today, we have on the radio shows tab at the bottom of the page, you'll see a chat room. Because when John and company calls in to talk today, they will be using the one phone line I have available. And because of that, the only way anyone else listening can pose questions or comments or concerns will be to use the chat room, which again is at the bottom of the home or bottom of the radio shows page on the yourdiyhealth.com website. It's very simple. You don't have to sign up for anything. Just type in a message and it'll show up on my screen. And that way, if you have a question about what's being talked about today, I can pose it to the group and you will be in good shape. We'll get you the answer. Also, the website, besides my yourdiywealth.com website, we also have webringyoumoney.com. Webringyoumoney.com is the main website that John will be talking about today probably, and I just wanted to give the information ahead of time. There's a thing there where you can listen to stuff, you see videos, and if you want to ask a question or talk to one of the people you hear on the show today, all you have to do is put the name of the person that you want to talk to in there, and it will route the message to that person. So it's pretty cool. You can send it to me, you can send it to John, Kathy, any of the speakers on the show, on the call today. So utilize that and take advantage of it. And let's see here, what else? trying to remember if there's anything else. Oh, yeah. If you're interested in the longevity products that we talk about on the show normally, we have a toll-free order line and information line. That number is 855-80-YOUNG, 855-809-6864. Again, 855-809-6864, and that's for the longevity products only. But Jeff, Sally, and Robert are standing by ready to take your calls. They're very knowledgeable in the product line and the home-based business opportunity. Would be more than happy to help you out. Just give them a call at 855-809-6864. And if you're interested in any of the other things you see on the site, like the CTFO, the CBD oil products, the pulse electromagnetic therapy unit that's shown on the Trinity of Health page, or the Bitcoin information, you'll need to contact me directly, which you can do through the Contact Me button. It gives you the option of using either the phone or email. If you use email, just keep in mind I don't check emails during a show, but I do check them afterwards. Anything that'll come, it comes in, we'll get a response usually within a few hours. So just keep that in mind if you send me an email. I will get back to you. It just may take a couple hours to get it done. Keep also in mind that the topics discussed and opinions mentioned on this show are those of the host and or guests and don't necessarily represent the opinions of the People's Patriot Network, its owners or sponsors, or any of the alphabet agencies out there listening in. And nothing we say on this show should be construed as an attempt to diagnose, treat, or cure any health issue. As a responsible adult, it's up to you to do your own due diligence. Make sure that what you're doing, what you're trying, and what you're hearing is right for you. Don't take my word for it. Don't take anyone's word for it. And if you're dealing with a chronic health issue, don't take the word of an MD, because given half a chance, they will kill you. All righty then. And also, we have an archive page now that you can access through the radio shows tab on the website. At the very top of the page, you'll see the link for the castbox.fm archive page we have set up. And I've been posting every single archive since about October is up there now. And you can share those via social media. You can listen to them on your phone if you download the smartphone app. That's available for both Android and iPhone. And the quality is very, very good. So I encourage you to do that and bookmark it so that you've got it ready there anytime you need it on your computer. And you can take advantage of the shows even if you can't listen to them live. You can now listen to them anytime it's convenient for you. So I encourage you to make use of that and share it with other people so they can find out about it. And maybe they too can learn to restore their health naturally using science-based, clinically verified medical nutrition. And of course, if they listen to the Monday shows, they might be able to get themselves financially free by utilizing Bitcoin. So that is pretty much it for all the notes and everything, the housekeeping issues and everything that we're going to deal with. So I'm just kind of coasting now until John and Kathy and or whoever is available today call in. So I'm just changing a few things and getting some stuff ready for later. But it's been an interesting week. There's all kinds of stuff going on. I'm hearing more and more about military tribunals and sealed indictments being opened soon and all that kind of stuff, and I can't wait. It would be so nice to see, you know, the majority of Congress behind bars where they belong, especially the Democratic membership. But there's a lot of Republicans that deserve to go there, too. And it would suit me just fine if we had to have special elections to replace virtually everyone in Congress. Not to mention the Supreme Court and getting rid of George Soros and all the past presidents and all the other junk. The people have been involved in so many things that were wrapped around destroying this country. And once and for all, get back to a constitutional republic. That would be an absolutely wonderful thing. And hopefully something like that will get starting soon. But we just have to wait and see, and we'll adjust accordingly. But 2019 is going to be very interesting, you know, to say the least. We got all the idiots in Congress now that were basically put in probably by voter fraud, a bunch of dead people and illegal aliens electing members to our National House of Representatives and Senate. And hopefully that will be cleared up and they'll be removed as quickly as they got put in and replaced with someone who has a brain, unlike Ocasio-Cortez and some of these other yahoos, and get rid of Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, and Mad Maxine Waters and all the rest. It's just beyond me how those people could even get elected in the first place. And it's just scary. You know, there's either major, major voter fraud, far worse than we thought about, or there are some really galactically stupid people in New York and California and Illinois and some of these other places where these idiots get elected from. South Carolina, I think. Isn't that where Hank Johnson comes from? North or South Carolina? And I'm not saying that the people of South Carolina are that stupid, but there are some dummies there, because how else did that bozo get elected? I mean, anybody who gets to Congress and is concerned about Guam being overpopulated and capsizing, that's some scary stuff. All right, looks like we're getting our call. Oh, got to make this fast, Robert, because John's going to be calling in. When he calls in, you're going to get cut off. So go for it, buddy.
30 seconds. I okay. went to YouTube to pull up the Joe Wallach documentary. There's two versions, one that's an hour and 45 and one that's 46 minutes. Which one do you suggest? Or
the newest one is 46 minutes. I don't know what the hour and 45 is, but it's probably not The Audacity of Health. That's the name of the video, and it's only like 40, 41 minutes. And if you go to my website, it'll take you right to it. You go to yourdiyhealth.com, right at the top of the page. You just click it, and it'll play right there in the website.
Okay, that's 30 seconds.
All right, buddy. Take care, man. All right. Okay, waiting for John to call in. Excuse me. I keep forgetting to use my little cough button. Got it sitting right here, but I'm still not used to it. I just got to keep my hand on the thing is what I need to do. But anyway, yeah, it's going to be interesting. And there's stuff in the news going on, you know, more and more people getting flu shots and getting sick. Just saw one again this morning. Where is it? Flu shot lands man in hospital, unable to speak, walk, or even see, or even breathe. And I'll tell you what, I posted it to the Facebook page. So if you go to the link to the bottom of the homepage, click on the Facebook button, and it's right there. Shows before and after. Guy looked good in health, good health and everything. And the next one, he's in a hospital bed, and he's got just tubes running everywhere. They got sensors all over him, things, he's intubated because he can't breathe. There's just all kinds of stuff. True story of a flu shot landing a man in hospital is going viral via Infowars.com. Good for Alex. And a Las Vegas man lost his vision, became partially paralyzed, and has been unable to breathe without assistance since getting a flu shot last month. And you'll have to read the rest later because John's calling in. Hey, welcome to the show, John, and I'm not sure who else is there. Who we
got
today?
Well, we have Terrence and we have Michelle today, and that's awesome. It's going to be nice and cozy today.
Fantastic. Great. We got a good lineup.
But he's always trying to get in when we're talking, you know, so we won't have that problem today.
Well, great. Welcome to the show, guys. Glad you're here.
Hello.
Happy New Year.
Can you hear Terrence? Oh, there's Terrence.
Yes, I can hear.
Hey.
Happy New Year.
How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing blessed, and I'm highly favored.
Amen. I know what you mean. I'm far better than I deserve.
That may be very true, but, you know, it'll catch up with you. What are your plans for the new year, Jim? I mean, as far as the club goes and what you're thinking about. And
you know, you would think I would have thought a little bit more about that by now. As luck would have haven't. I am, you know, I've always got business cards on me, put it that way, and I never miss a chance to pass out a card and talk to people. So I'm actively, or I guess you could call it actively, passively, trying to promote things. My biggest problem is I don't get out much. Literally, I'm in the house, you know, probably 95% of the time. But when I do get out, I've got folks at church that are looking at it, and I've got people that I bump into. When I go to a restaurant, when I leave a tip, they get a BitClub Network card. I'm always doing stuff like that to spread the word. And I just had some new cards made up. And, you know, so basically I'm doing that kind of thing. I'm hoping that I can start doing a little bit more. I want to try and start getting to some of the training things online and getting, like you were admonishing Robert on, I was listening to the last half hour or so of Roger's call, and he kind of slapped Robert pretty good, and you're getting me at the same time, man.
Well,
so
listen,
I definitely need to do that, and but you know, that's the beauty of BitClub Network. Even if you're not actively doing it, it's still behind the scenes
it's
working.
It's still running.
For you.
It's still going.
Yeah. I love that part of it.
That's kind of what I glommed on to. I never wanted to be a trader. I didn't want to sit there and be glued all the time. You know, we were talking to that guy that does the trading, and he's got a trading mentality. He wants to turn it and get out, right? In and out.
Yeah.
And this is not for him, you know?
Well,
it just doesn't need to be.
You know, it's for him. He just doesn't realize the way to utilize it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. Terrence, you got any new rules for the new year?
Yeah, one thing. I will talk to people exactly 30 seconds to 1 minute to get them introduced and move on.
There you go.
I'm with you, bud. I was thinking the same thing, really. Michelle, how about you? Well, I know you're busy. I know you're doing stuff. I mean, this girl's planning already. I mean, she has written it out.
Yes, you know, I got to start my New Year's before it starts me. So in the month of December, I planted a lot of seeds out there. I was going at every event, every, you know, invite that I have, you know, and I just did it in the calm way. You know, I'm able to run faster in a calmer way and wrote out some stuff and some plans and talked a little bit about Bitcoin. I have my business cards. I mean, people know me as the Bitcoin person. This lady does. She deals with Bitcoin. I want to talk to her, you know. And so, you know, people are a little bit intimidated because the Bitcoin's down. And that's okay. People don't understand. And they're very ignorant about what's going on. And so they need us to educate them. And you know, it won't be long before we start getting the call. I mean, just yesterday, I got a message from one of my friends. We heard the Bitcoin's going to go up January the 24th. Do you know anything about it? Do you know what's going on? You know? So there you go. And, you know, yes, like what Mr. Terrence was saying, you know, talk to them for 30, 60 minutes. Don't give them too much. Just give them enough to keep them open, you know. And truly, you know, I believe that this investment is, I mean, the Bitcoin mining is the key, is still the greatest income producing asset in history out there. Mining's not going to go away. It's here to stay, you know, and people don't understand. And there's a video out there that John put out, and it's Little Bits and Pieces. What's the name of it, John?
The Little Bits That Mean So Much.
The Little Bits That Mean So Much. You'll find that on YouTube. And what I usually do, I pass that just where I hit 10 minutes. I go a little bit further. I skip sometimes I might skip and then I show that to people. How many decimals does our dollar have? How many decimals does a Bitcoin has? You know, and they really, I mean, their eyes are open a little bit more. You know, it's like, okay, so how can we mine then? What is mining? What's the difference between mining and holding? So we give a little education about that, you know. But the point is, what am I doing? Same thing you guys are doing. Just plant the seeds out there. People out there, they are craving for information. They need our information. They need to know what is the Big Club about. What are the pools? You know, how do they compound? What are the shares? Show them the shares that some of them already made. Plug that in. What would it be worth if when Bitcoin hits $100 million? I mean, right now we're getting what, like how many decimals, John? Like 3, 4?
It's varying, you know, according to what's going on with the pool. That's something we should talk about too. But probably we're hitting right around the fourth decimal point, fourth and fifth decimal point, probably the fifth. And sometimes even a little bit further, but it doesn't matter because it's all positive. We're accumulating Bitcoin, and that's what we want to do. We want to accumulate Bitcoin.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So I'm going to change my focus a little bit this year because I've been spending too much time on the mining side of it and not as much emphasizing the network side of it, because the whole purpose in even doing the mining, there's only one overriding goal, and that is to accumulate as much Bitcoin as you can. And in that process, we do have the mining side, and the mining side is variable. It's never going to go away. It is the underlying function of Bitcoin. There has to be this mining process because that processes all the transactions.
Correct.
And it secures the network and creates the network. That's what the computers do, and they just call that mining. Now, for anybody that needs to know about Bitcoin, there's a very, very nice little website out there called We Use Coins, weusecoins.com. And you scroll down the page a little bit, and there's a graphic that says, what is a Bitcoin? And it explains the mining process and explains how a transaction occurs. So anybody who wants to get a quick up to speed, up to the minute, how this thing happens in a simplistic way, go look at that. And then begin your foray into the education process and get involved with us. But I'm going to really concentrate on the fact that we're out there to accumulate Bitcoin. How do we do that? Well, we have the function of we're actually a miner. So we're really deep into the process of creating the network and securing the network. Now, what can we do with the network? Well, we have products that we sell. We sell mining equipment. And we have people join us through buying mining equipment, and their machines begin to mine. And you can buy as many as you want, and they all function together. Some people buy a lot because they want to turn it into a retirement program on a passive basis. And some people buy one or two. It just depends on what you want to do. Now, the other thing is that we also sell products. We have new products coming out all the time. This year, specifically, we have the CoinPay technology, right? Michelle, we got that. Terrence, you know about that. Mm-hmm. That's a merchant platform. We're going to be able to help merchants actually take Bitcoin for their businesses. We have a new trading product that's coming out. Now, they had a trader that they brought on board some years ago. They started using it, and they found out that they might be able to lose money. And this started as a friends and family deal. This program was not, you know, they wanted to create something, but they didn't have the money to do it. So they had to go to their friends and family, hat in hand, and beg for money. Well, the overriding thing is they can't lose their friends and family money. So this thing has taken off far more bigger than they ever expected. So they have the view that everybody that's here, because this is a word of mouth deal now, this is, you know, it goes from one person to the next, that everybody here is part of their friends and family. And they're not about to do anything that's going to cause the friends and family to lose money, because in Joe Abel's quote to me, they trusted us. You know, we told them we were going to take care of their money, and we've done that, and we're never going to change that. So they got a hold of this trading platform, and they started working with some guys that knew what they were doing. They have been very successful testing this program. And so now they're going to open that up to certain individuals, and they'll be able to put in some Bitcoin, and they will be actively traded. So we're going to have that included with the mining. We've got a new phone system coming out that is very special. It's kind of one of a kind. There's some other phones out there, too, that are related to it. But you get a commission when you sell that phone here. And all of this comes together and creates a compensation plan. You get commissions, and there are some performance bonuses that you get. So what's the name of the game here? It's not just the mining. It is the whole process of being able to generate more Bitcoin in the club by inviting others. They partake of the products. You get a commission for that. And they can go out and they can refer other people to the program. So you can build it as big as you want. So, Michelle, how many millionaires have they created in the last 3 years?
Oh, boy. I believe, isn't that like 100 millionaires?
No, it's 300 and something. Oh, Terrence, do you know the number?
300 and something.
Maybe 325 millionaires, I believe.
Correct. Yeah, we're one of the biggest mining operations out there.
Well, we are. Yeah, Terrence.
Sorry. Yes, it's more than 325 now. Just talking to some of the other monsters that I know on a personal basis, they said a whole new group of millionaires that just as the first of the year had made it their work to get to that point by the end of the year, and they got there.
Wow. Did they give you a number?
He said it was about 20 more, far as he knows, but it might be more than that.
Okay, so we'll stick with the number until we get a better number. I don't want to speculate, really. But the point is no company has done that, ever. Never. Never in an MLM program. That's never happened. I don't know anybody that's gone out there and you know, just joined an organization and ended up, you know, becoming fairly wealthy over this. But when they first started...
And there's another part to that, too, John. Unlike some companies, let's just say you have a company that did that, right? Mm-hmm. When you work with a network marketing company, that you could be a millionaire 1 month and go back down the other way, you know, very quick within 1 month. Here, because you have set up the pools and told people and the bonuses and everything, it keeps going up into, you know, to 2041, you'll still be making millionaires, basically. And even after that, it will make more millionaires because simple reason, there's a little more people and there's more Bitcoin being mined. And you may have two or three Bitcoin and you could basically end up being a millionaire with just that, depending on how fast the Bitcoin goes up.
You're correct. You don't have to have more than one Bitcoin because the projections on Bitcoin value ultimately is in excess of $1 trillion a coin. That sounds outlandish and outrageous, but when you listen to the people out there that understand this monetary system and the fact that it is the entire planet, not just a country or a little country or a big country, it's just the planet itself is moving in this direction. When all of those people in the world are doing this, there's 2.5 billion people in the world that don't even have bank accounts right now that can have one as soon as they join BitClub or have a Bitcoin account even, that qualifies as well. They're in the system, and there's no way that it does not work out well for people. Now, some people have bought Bitcoin, and they didn't join the club, so they're not accumulating anything. They're holding it. It sits there. They don't do anything with it. If they just hang on to it, over time, it's going to really grow up in value anyway. But in the meantime, they've got a trading mentality. They think because maybe they bought it at 16,000 or 20,000 and it's now down lower, that they've lost money. Well, they do if they sell it. It's just like real estate. You buy a house for $1 million and tomorrow it's worth $500,000 because the market changed, right? Doesn't mean it's going to stay there. It's probably going to go back up in the future as more and more people buy property in that area. So it's a mixed bag. But if you get the BitClub, you don't have to worry about that because it's going to generate Bitcoin for the rest of your life. Now, mining, the year 2140 is important only from the aspect that new coins won't be released into the market anymore. They will have all been released by the year 2140. Because the process of mining is they create the network. They do that by processing all the transactions. And the transactions have to be put into the blockchain, which is just a ledger, right? Everybody agree with that?
Yeah.
Then once the miner, who's in competition with every other miner on the planet, to solve the mathematical problem that gives them the right to put that record into the blockchain, the book, the ledger, They get issued coins. Right now it's 12.5 coins, new coins. And there's 1,800 coins that have to be distributed every single day. Every single day until the halving. Halving means that every so many transactions, the amount of, that's released into the environment to the public is cut in half. Now that's going to occur between May and July of 2020. That's not far away. What are we talking, 14 months or something like that?
That's around the corner.
Yeah.
Start producing as much, buy some more.
Now, it's going to go from 12.5 coins to 6.25 coins, right? So instead of 1,800 coins a day available, there's going to be new coins now. There's only going to be 900 available. And that process is going to keep going continuously. Now, it's been compared to gold now because it's really hard money. According to Saifedean Ammous, who wrote the Bitcoin Standard, and Michelle knows about the book. I think everybody here knows about the Bitcoin Standard. The inflation rate in actual gold is 1.5 to 2% per year. Now, as soon as this halving occurs, the inflation rate of new coins being released into the market will be less than gold, which means it's harder money than gold. And you have to read the book or go listen to Saifedean Ammous on YouTube. Listen to him talk about this. The price value of Bitcoin is probably going to shoot up way high at that point because Bitcoin's being used as a store of value. Everybody know what that means? Anybody confused about that? The fact that you can buy a Bitcoin and it's going to store its... Let's compare this way. If you're using any fiat currency out there, it doesn't matter which one, because there's nothing behind any of them other than a promise that they're going to pay it. If my financial practice went down the tubes in my mind, because I did all that work, spent all this time helping people accumulate money, and the government keeps printing money, and so everything we saved gets worth less and less and less and less, right? Because every time they print another dollar out there, there's more dollars divisible by a total amount, right? So it doesn't buy as much. I remember when we could buy a gallon of gasoline for 15 cents. I think you could get a pack of cigarettes for a quarter. You guys remember these days? Or am I the only old guy that here?
No, I heard of that. Absolutely.
No, I definitely remember those days. 25 cents, I would go to a gas station and fill up my tank for maybe about $6. Can't do that now.
Well, you know what? You can. It's just that it takes more of the green stuff, Frank.
Yeah.
Right. That means that they've inflated the money. And because it's not that the gasoline changed. It's the fact that the money is worth less, so you got to get more of it.
Exactly.
I tell you, one of the things that I used to do that I really enjoyed doing a lot of times when I was talking to people about what is real money and what is not, I'd get a silver dollar, and I'd put it in their hands. And they'd feel it, hold it, you know, and it's got weight, doesn't it? I mean, you literally could throw that at somebody. It could actually hurt them a little bit, right?
Hey, John.
Yeah.
I've got to back up for a second here. I've got a question in the chat room. Carl's saying he can't find that little bit that means so much on YouTube. And I've looked. I can't find it either. You got a better position where you can find that?
Yeah, I'll tell you. I think Michelle said it was on YouTube. But see, the trainings that we do, they're not on YouTube. That's what we put out publicly. Those the trainings the that we page. Do, and you notice that when we have our meetings, trainings are not listed publicly. They're only for members. And so if you're coming to the trainings, you're getting, you know, access to all this stuff. If you're not, you're not getting it. Okay, because we don't have it readily available. We can get it for them.
Okay. Yeah, if you could get it to me and I'll forward it on to them. Carl's a regular
I don't know where listener. It is. I have to go look for it.
Okay. Appreciate it. You know, about the other stuff, though, you know, if you look at the turn of the last century, you could buy a well-made suit with a $20 gold coin. Today, you can still buy a well-made suit with a $20 gold coin. the difference is, back then it was $20. Today, it's about $1,400, $1,500. And it's because the value of gold hasn't gone up. The value of the dollar has gone down. And that's what people don't realize. But it's still, you know, that same amount of gold buys the same thing today that it would, you know, 50, 100, 200, 300 years ago. It just, you know.
It's so now Bitcoin's being referred to as gold too, right? Because it's being used as a store of value. And so what does the club do? What's our goal? Accumulate as much Bitcoin as we can get so that as people adopt Bitcoin, the price goes where? Goes up. Because there's less and less Bitcoin available.
Right.
There's a finite amount. We don't know about gold. We might be able to go out to another planet and find out the whole planet's made of gold.
Right. You know, and gold used to be used as money for thousands of years.
Well, it still is considered money.
Yeah. And the banks own majority of it. They hold a large amount, especially in China.
Yeah, but the problem is using it. How do you use gold? You can't carry gold around with you.
You can't
go to a gas station and buy gasoline with gold.
No, you can't. Absolutely.
And if it's really valuable, how do you cut it in pieces so that you can use it, right? I mean, if it's a coin, you destroy the coin, you probably destroyed the value. I don't know.
Right.
But the advantage of the club is that we have all these ways to accumulate Bitcoin. If you want to sit there and just, you know, mine, great. If you want to actually get out there and build, that's how these guys became millionaires.
Absolutely.
They built a network. They referred and brought other people in. They got some residual off the mining. And as these other people bought more and more Bitcoin and generated more and more Bitcoin from their referrals, these guys all got a little bit of an override.
Every little bit of help. Hey, going back to that training video, I believe I found it. It's the month that was produced, it was 10-18-18. Training little bits that mean so much.
Okay, well, it's probably in the some training video somewhere, which you as you're correct, and but it's not going to be on YouTube.
It's on YouTube.
Is it?
Mm-hmm, I'm looking at it right now.
Okay. Yeah. Well, wait a minute. You're looking at a link that's not listed. Probably. Because we don't publish those links.
Okay.
Trainings. So you've got an unlisted link is what you have. If we put it private, nobody can see it. If we put it as unlisted, we can give you a link, but it's not readily available when you go to the channel. It doesn't show up on that page, I don't think.
I could share it.
Okay, well, we don't generally share it with everybody, but, you know, if you want to share it to some, you can give it to Carl.
Yeah, I just found it. I just punched it in the regular YouTube page, okay. And it showed up right at the top, 10,
it's
18,
there?
18.
Okay, well, then it's published. Somebody published
and
it.
I'll put it in the chat room for Carl. He's, like I said, he's a member of PPN and the BitClub Network.
It's a great video. I sat down with my sister the other day, and you know, I advanced it to 10 minutes, and it does the breakdown on the decimals. And then John went into his founder, one of his founders, and took one of his shares and plugged it into 100 million. And what would it be? I mean, I think it was only like a couple hundred dollars worth. I can't quite remember the actual amount, but needless to say, when Bitcoin hits 100 million, then that share that he mined, it will be worth 1.5 million.
Wow.
Did you guys get that? 1.5 million. That's pretty clever. I mean, this is why we need a mine. This is so important, you know? And so
this is why you hodl. This is why you hang on to it. You don't spend it. You accumulate it as much as you want. And you can do as big. But the main point is 100 million in terms of our world economy is nothing, you guys. It's like pennies to us on a dollar.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know what? And so I have it here. Let me just go back to this because this is really good. So you mined 0.015385. That's what you mined. And then you plugged it in the value of what the Bitcoin was in October, and that was 6,500. Then you multiplied it. When Bitcoin hits 100 million, well, now John has $1,538,000.
Of value, right.
Of value, absolutely. Right. So we know what John's going to be worth. And that's just one share.
Well, I mean, that's just, right.
Oh, my goodness. How can you pass this up, you know?
Well, even the better part about this, but people just don't understand, is we've eliminated the downside risk. We do not give you no promises. Bitcoin could go to zero tomorrow. I don't believe that was going to happen, but it could. In the realm of possibilities, that is a possibility. Right. I can't deny it because I don't know.
Right. Yeah.
But when I see all these countries declaring it a currency, when I see all of these other countries now wanting to set up exchanges to rival the New York Stock Exchange in the realm of Bitcoin and exchange traded funds and trading platforms all over the world coming on, we find more and more people coming on. The number of Bitcoin ATMs has doubled over the last year on a worldwide basis.
And Terrence could attest to that because he has a buddy that actually produces these machines.
Yeah.
Oh, he produces them. And what he just told me about 3 days ago was that Mr. Mike Tyson, I don't know, everybody knows Mr. Mike Tyson. If you don't, you're on another planet.
That's right.
He has a lot of Bitcoin machines in Vegas. 90% of the Bitcoin machines in Vegas are Mike Tyson. Now he's going to Atlantic City. And after that, he's going to do them in Atlanta. So think about that. Mike lost all his money because of some trusting bad people, you know, and they got him. But the money he had, his wife and him got together. They decided to invest in Bitcoin. And somebody, just like they told Magic Johnson about Starbucks, and he didn't listen, Mike listened. And so they went to make the machines. And then my friend who works for the banks was saying they were getting ready 6 years ago. And all your ATM machines are already set up for it. All they have to do is pop in a certain chip and a code, and it's ready for Bitcoin. So when they were bad-mouthing Bitcoin, the banks, and telling people we're going to mess with your bank account if you do Bitcoin, which they couldn't, number one, because they get the crap sued out of them, excuse my language, but they couldn't. They were getting ready because they want to be the ones in charge, which it's not going to happen. But in the United States, they can be in charge only because we go to their ATMs or their machines. But if you don't want to, you don't have to. You can do something with the big club and have your own Bitcoin. And, you know, it's just personal. It's a personal thing. You can put in your child, you know, set your child up for to be a millionaire just by sending him up some mining chips and say, okay, I want his, his personal private bank. That's what they were scared of, that all the banks are going to be gotten rid of. And if you look at the banks now, we might not be too far off because the banks are ready now. So when the big boys come in, guess what? They're there. And they're going to try to some way, but, you know, you cannot control it because there are people are in third world countries that have phones, so they'll never control it. You know, and thanks for saying that, Ms. Burns, because bottom line, I wanted to say that anyway, but I was having a little trouble with my phone for a minute. It was crackling, and I'll let you finish. And now I'm so glad people are understanding. I have some people on now, and they were asking me that not too long ago. Who can control it? We control it. The people control it. And at the same time, we can set up our kids to be into wealth automatically instead of them going through what we went through. And I definitely don't want my kids to go through what I went through. Now, not to say I didn't learn a lot, but I did because the simple reason people I was around. Thanks.
Well, the Bit Club has learned a lot, too. Everything was changing, we've had a lot of problems with growing the mine and getting our machines, even though we paid for them in advance. The companies decided they were going to mine Bitcoin with our machines rather than give us our machines. How crazy is that? They paid us the penalty fees, but they kept the mining, right? Well, they just defeated their own purpose. Now, you know, one of those companies is kind of coming apart a little bit because of the way they did business. But I just had something happen to me again with MoneyGram. I tried to send some funds over the weekend. I did the whole process. I went to Walmart kind of thing. And I sent it, and then I contacted the person. I got a call from them, actually, and they said, well, they won't let me have it. I said, what? Yeah, they won't let me have it. They said they sent it back. So I went to Walmart, and I asked them a question. I said, what's going on here? I don't know. You have to contact the company. So I called the company. We're uncomfortable doing the transaction. What do you mean you're uncomfortable? This is a legitimate transaction. What are you doing? You're costing me money. You know, I got a real deal here. You're costing me money. Well, we have to obey international regulations. What regulations? What are you talking about? This is just straight stuff. They wouldn't tell me. And they just kept saying, so they escalated it up higher, and they got the same story from them. They just will not tell you why. And they just said, we're uncomfortable doing the transaction. End of story. At least they gave me the money back. They didn't send the money to some government agency, which they could easily do, because these guys are all controlled by whatever their so-called regulations are. You get third-party people in the middle of it. They don't know anything. They just have their script they have to follow. Right. And you know, you have to literally take them to court, and you have to do a lot of stuff in order to pry this crap out of them. And I know for a fact that the banking regs have changed. The banks are going to do whatever the senior banks tell them to do. And I know years and years ago, it used to be that if I got a check or something, I could call a bank and verify the check. You can't even do that anymore. And I also know from being in the financial business that my so-called anti-money laundering training said to watch for certain things, which we do, of course we do. But you have to report the people, and you can't tell the people that you're reporting them. You know what? I am not using any of these services anymore. You do a Bitcoin to Bitcoin. I told him so. I says, you know what? You're there. This gives me a real good incentive to tell you something. You're outdated, man. We're going to just use Bitcoin and go around you. Screw you. I don't care if you go out of business. Hell with you. That's all there is to it. You cannot trust that you are in control of your funds unless you're using Bitcoin to transact money, send value to somebody, and they can convert the Bitcoin into dollars or whatever they want to do, or yen or rubles. Doesn't really matter. And that's the neat thing about a Bitcoin. It's planetary wide, and any place on the planet is convertible into whatever currency you want. Fantastic. Not a little horror story.
I got ones for you, John, that I just recently talked to one of our fellow Bitcoiners, and they, you know, we always sit around, we meet each other for lunch, dinner, whatever, just talk to them. And over because of vacation, everybody kind of took, you know, a little rest. And they said, hey, let's just get together. So he told me, he said, you know, right around there, my parents have a farm out in Tennessee somewhere. And eminent domain is usually when they can take your property. But it wasn't eminent domain. But what they were was the bank. The bank wanted to call their loan, just call it for no reason. And he goes, hold on, how can you just call it? And they said, we can do that. You don't look in your paperwork. We can call it anytime we want to.
But most people don't, they want the property.
Right. And they could just tell you they wanted their property, and they had like 40 something acres, 50 something acres. I forgot what he said. And they called their loan, but they got this place a long time ago. So it wasn't that much. It was maybe $1,800, $1,900 for the whole place. And so what they called their loan, and he said, you know what? Right around the time Bitcoin went up to around 20,000 last year, this all happened. And I think I just sent a video out and said, God will make a way. And he said, I feel, and he sent me this video that God will make a way. And he said, this is God's way of making it right. And once they did it, he said, you know, excuse me, I'm going to take care of this, Mom and Dad. Don't worry. He took his money and looked in his, you know, his coin wallet and said, oh, I have enough to take it. And he went and took care of it without worrying about what the banks are going to do. When they call it, they just want it. And he went right in with that, cashed them out, and took care of it. And when you can do that, you have that kind of power. You take them out of the situation. You really take them out of the situation. And when you can do stuff like that, I bought my automobile that was around $35,000 worth with 2 Bitcoin. So I know he was telling the truth since he's talked about it. And I thank God that we have this option instead of worrying about banks or governments or whatever. Eminent domain, you can't really do anything about that. But at the same time, sometimes you don't have to go. They don't go to eminent domain. All they got to do is go to banks, make a deal with them, and that's it for that land in that area. So that's another way, too, that you got to think about that, too. You can always have power over your money from now on.
Yeah, that's correct. Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. Most people just don't have any knowledge about Bitcoin, and that's why we can help them. If they would come to WeBringYouMoney.com, they can go look at the website, and there's a form in there. And just fill out the form, you know, name, contact information, and who you want to talk to, who referred you, who you want to talk to, because we're trying to help a team here. But I want to get back to that initial question about what we're going to be doing for this year, because I think it's important. I spent a lot of time trying to educate a lot of people, and I think I did a good job, but I also think I wasted a lot of time. And so, frankly, I'm just going to simply do the approach to people about this way. And I'm only looking for the person that's interested in talking. I mean, or wants to do something with this. I'm not really interested in anybody that doesn't understand it and wants to go to school and all this stuff. They need to do some of that stuff on their own. But basically, I'm asking people, do you know about Bitcoin? And if they say yes, I say, do you have some? And they'll say yes or no. And if they say no, I say, do you want some? We have a way you can earn some. Would you like to make some money? Send them to the website, WeBringYouMoney.com, and tell them to look at it. And if they look at it and like what they see, to get back to me. I'm just looking for those kind of people. That's it. I'm not going to end it. And then we're going to do our webinars, and we're going to do our little trainings and stuff. And people want to join us, they're welcome to look into joining us. If they don't want to join us, then that's fine too. Really don't care.
I think that's a great way to approach it. You know, John did a great, phenomenal job. John is full of information. If you guys are listening, John is really a big giant. He just doesn't know how big he is, I wonder. You know, he has a lot of knowledge and a lot of information, and he had to educate us. People are on this call, or if you guys are out there listening, you really need to go on the YouTube videos. And I'm going to give you guys a little extra here besides that training, a little bits that means so much. If you look at October 23rd of 18, it says BCN, Bitcoin, what's in it for me? What's in it for me? Well, he does a great example on the calculation. What do you need if you want to retire of 100K a year? And he does other plug-in numbers. And what do you need to save? You know, so that's something there you guys want to look at, you know. And with that said, I'm going to turn it over to John. John, if you could give us a couple of the highlights of what else are you doing to train the people out there. I know we are constantly promoting this book by Seifi Dean, The Bitcoin Standard, because it really gives you the breakdown of what is Bitcoin and sound money and hard money. And we tell people to read chapter 7, 9, and 10 and page 249. But John, can you give us a little bit more information? What do you think? I mean, what else should we be doing?
What else should we be doing? Frankly, looking back at our growth and the people that are sitting on the sidelines, as far as you, me, and Terrence, and Jim, and anybody else, that's why I'm changing my attitude, because there's so many people standing on the sidelines, and they just don't want to look, and they don't want to listen, they don't want to read. If they're not willing to read a book or parts of a book, if they're not willing to go on and listen to some YouTubes and pay attention to what's going on, I don't see how anybody can survive the current economic situation that we're facing, where you have $21 trillion worth of deficit. You've got $200 trillion unfunded mandates for Social Security and social programs. It's never going to be paid. You have all of the pensions are failing. The public pensions are totally failing. And the government is talking about confiscating your IRAs, your 401ks, and taking all of those funds from you. They're talking about making you buy bonds, the government bonds, because they can't sell them anywhere else, and put them in your qualified account, your IRA, your 401k. That's another way of confiscating your money. Spain's just done that same thing. They confiscated all the IRA 401ks, and they require 95% of government bonds being. Oh, that was Italy. I'm sorry, it was Italy. They require 95% of the funds in the program be the government bond. Well, they can't pay their bills now. How are they going to pay the bill inside their government bond? They're just taking your money, just the way Venezuela did to their people. They just reached in their accounts, took the money, and put in this so-called coin called a petro. People, the point that's clearly made by Seifi Dean Amous in his book, The Bitcoin Standard, and you need this book to protect yourself, please get yourself a copy and just read those three chapters, 7, 9, and 10. And you'll begin to get an understanding of how to protect yourself in the coming economic crash. There's no way the current system can survive. And one of the things that we found out about the so-called money elites, when they're trying to take your country and take over, is they crash your economic system. And that's what they're doing. They're gonna play this thing out for as long as they can, accumulate as much as they can, and realize that they use the monetary system of printing dollars to acquire the means of production. So they own everything. And they literally own all of your accounts. There's a company called Seeding Company, that's CEDE, that actually controls all of the brokerage accounts that are held in the broker's name, street names. They always try to convince you to hold it in the street names instead of taking possession, because it's more convenient, because you can do it things easier. And everybody falls for it, but they don't own anything. Seeding Company owns it. So there's just so many hidden little things that they've never told you, you've never been informed about, and I'm still learning myself as to the nature of this system, that you don't want to be a part of it if you want to survive financially. You can start very quickly and easily by getting into the BitClub and starting to accumulate Bitcoin and start getting educated. You know, it took me a long time to get on board. I knew about Bitcoin when it first came out, and I rejected it. I said simply, I lose files on my computer. I mean, why would I want to put my money in my computer? I could lose it. Well, I just didn't understand. And so as I began to see that the business that I was doing and helping people, it really was doing nothing for them. It was just a facade. We're putting paper in these accounts and they don't own it or control it. And it can be taken from you at any time. And that's the thing that really shocked me. You really own nothing. You don't have any control over your own life as a U.S. citizen. You got to learn more about these things. But there are ways to protect yourself. Number one way to protect your finances is get into Bitcoin as fast as you can get in there and start accumulating Bitcoin. Hey, you'll be far better off. Anyway, we've gone almost the whole hour here, Jim. So we need to wrap it up.
Yeah, we got about 3 minutes yet. So,
I don't have anything else to say, Jim. I think I've talked out for today.
Michelle or Terrence?
Yeah, I have something to say. John, is so true what you say, that you need to get into Bitcoin. BitClub, what I love about it the most is that you are creating in the club, with the club's help, and the mining your own Bitcoin, so the price doesn't affect you, whatever it is, because it's going to go up and down. That's just anything in the world. You get on a plane, you don't know how it works. Don't worry about it. It'll get you there. You got to think the same way with this. And you're constantly accumulating 24 hours a day, day in, day out. You don't have the maintenance to worry about. You don't have the power to worry about. So you need to just look at this very seriously. I had a friend who told me about it. Like John said, he found out about it earlier. I found out about it when it was 85 cents. I didn't listen, folks. She was 22 years old. She told me, you need to do this. You need to do this. I am talking to some people that understand this and they're building this. And she invested a couple of thousand. She's a multimillionaire now. She calls me once in a while. And she likes to stay private, and I understand why. She said she hasn't even told some of her family about it. They're kind of figuring it out. Some of them already figured it out that, hey, she's done something that she had been telling us about that coin. That's probably what she does, because for some reason she doesn't want to be, you know, hey, everybody coming towards her getting advice. But now she says, you know, right now I've gotten into the big club, too, under another friend that had told her about it way before I did, and she's making even more. And she's it's just amazing. If I had listened, this is like my Microsoft moment or my Starbucks moment or my Amazon moment. I didn't listen when I heard about those stocks. I wasn't going to let it happen again. I'm sitting real pretty right now. I end up making a lot more money per month than I was making a year for some months. And I love that. And then I told people about it. They didn't listen. I've told a very dear friend about it. We're in another company, and that's Michelle. I told her about it. She didn't listen at first, but thank God she did listen. And I am very proud of that, because I told her and a couple other people about it who are doing it and listened to me real good. And they took action. In other words, they said, well, let me study this for a while. Now, thank God they studied this. So if you're not listening now, it's like putting your head between your legs and kissing your keister goodbye.
I have one key question I ask people now if they aren't interested. And I just say, what asset do you own that can't be controlled or taken from you by some government somewhere?
There you go.
The answer is none. Bitcoin is the only one.
Yep.
Okay, Jim.
All right. Well, that's pretty much it. We're almost out of time here. I'm going to take over. Thanks so much for being with us, guys. It's been a great show. And for everybody that's listening, if you only listen to tune into this show, make sure that you come back the rest of the week and listen to the stuff about health. Because, you know, you could have all the wealth in the world. If you don't have your health, it ain't going to be worth much. So keep that in mind, and that's what we're really here for, and getting you free in all those regards. So thanks so much for being here, guys. We will see you on next Monday, and everybody else, we see you tomorrow. Take care, and God bless.